KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
I got it!
Kayla's in the building. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, still two to go of an FYF Friday version of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, our comedian of the week. Is already online with one joke, and with more coming, you can catch everything that you need to know and more about our comedian of the week, Mark Hurtado. Barry gave you a little backstory, 2:15 and 3:15, clips coming up from Mark, so make sure you catch those as well.
Indeed.
Anything you want to catch us up on, or do you want to get right to how you wanted to kick off hour number two?
Well, so yeah, let me catch up a couple of texts before they get too old, but Barry, help a fat ass out. Where's the best place to get a buffalo tender wrap in this town?
Are you a buffalo tender guy?
I was. I mean, I'll eat, but I'm not a wrap guy. I don't eat a lot of wraps.
I think,
but I'll eat
before
like,
you so rudely kiboshed like, Hunter's Call. I think he's right in the fact that if you're gonna splurge, you're gonna splurge, right?
Not true.
Really?
There's a lot of reasons you would eat fast food. Other than just splurging. Like, I eat it because of the convenience. Because,
I see that.
Look, if I leave the house at 11:45 because I'm doing, for whatever reason, and sure. I've got to be on the road headed to the station by noon,
right.
The easiest thing for me to do is, as I'm driving, I'm going to pass the Chick-fil-A. As I'm driving to get on 99, I punch in my app and through the, you know, before I leave the house, the food's ready for me. That's a convenience thing. That has nothing to do with, oh, well, I'm just going to be gluttonous. No, because I try to eat healthy. So
fair enough. No, I wasn't trying to start up. What I was saying
no,
is...
No, I'm just saying, I mean, he had a point,
I think he had a point.
Not everybody's like that. Like, my wife and I, why would we cook as two of us? There's no reason. It's almost pointless for us to go grocery shopping and buy more food because no matter what you buy, it's going to be for three or four people, nine times out of ten.
And actually, because of that, I was going to say, like, I would be shocked to say that your food expenses is significantly higher than someone who always goes grocery shopping because you only have two people. It's probably not that bad, right?
I mean, we
like eat, y'all could go out.
We'll go out to dinner, or we'll one of us, whoever's home last, has to stop and bring dinner home. That's how we do it. So, like, if she was late last night, so she had to stop and get something, and we figure out what, which, by the way, takes 4 hours.
Oh my god!
Every married person on this planet knows that it takes 4 hours to figure out what's for dinner every single night. We've actually, I think, if we ever divorce, it'll be because of that.
But Nora will
make
the decision.
It'll be because we can't figure out what to eat.
Will she make the decision?
No,
that's the thing with Lisa too. Not only does
sometimes
she not know
she
what
will.
She wants, but she's always like, she goes, you know, that's my thing. I'm just never going to decide.
I go, they only say no.
Some days it's painful.
I did see a meme once that said just. To be like, hey, guess what we're having tonight, and when whatever they say, be like, yep, and then you made them pick, which is pretty
like
smart.
That.
Which
that
is pretty
fantastic.
Smart. It's like, guess what we're having tonight? Pizza. Nailed it. That's what we're having. Pizza. Boom. You're so smart. And then just get pizza. But yeah, so we don't eat at home. Like tonight, I'm going to make steaks. But even so, I'm going to go. But that's something where I can buy that for two people. I can go buy two steaks, two baked potatoes. I'll buy some, you know, green beans or broccoli or whatever. But I can pick that amount. I'm not doing that for lunch, though.
No.
Who's doing, like, I don't have time for that.
But I'm saying, I was just basing it on the fact that there are more health-conscious people these days that look at trying to eat healthy, and so you're right. They pack their lunch a lot more. They grocery shop a lot more. They, you know, like Lisa, because, and for us, I'm with you, but from a different perspective in the fact that she's vegan. She eats stuff that's totally different from me, and I do try and eat healthy, but I'm saying the stuff that she does takes it to another level. So we can't, or even when we order out, I'm like, okay, what are my options? Because it's either like there's one of the places out by Town Center where it used to be Ruggles Green, but you can get healthy vegan, you can get like vegan burgers. No, it's you can get vegan burger, or like veggie burgers, or you can get tofu, or you can do things like that. Because otherwise, I'm SOL no matter what happens, because I don't eat that. So it's tougher. So I feel you on that.
Yeah, I can't imagine having a wife that's vegan and having to go through the what's for dinner tonight. Oh my, I would kill myself. Yeah. I would. She would come home and I would have shot myself in the living room.
But How many times do they say, I picked last week. And they never picked last week.
Oh,
Lisa admits she's never picked in her life.
I picked yesterday. No, you didn't.
Exactly.
I did.
That I get so mad about that too. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Look, I'll eat anything. I am a garbage dump. I will just whatever food you put in front of my fat face, I'm going to eat it. I need to know. You're the picky one, not me. You're the picky one. What do you want? I don't really know. It's just whatever you want.
I hate that.
Oh my God! I just want to drive my car into the ditch and just end it all. Just God.
And then you table it, and you know when it's coming back. So she'll be. I'm like, so what do you want? Well, I don't know. What do you want? I'm like, can you make up the decision?
Here's what I do.
So when we
table sometimes,
she changes the subject.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she'll go, babe, I'm really getting hungry. What are we going to eat? I go, do you know what you want? Well, you pick. Okay.
So sometimes what I'll do is, look, I am leaving the office. I'm going to be late. I'm last. You have 45 minutes to figure out what you want to eat. I will call you in 45 minutes. So I'll do that. And still sometimes she'll be like, oh, I was on Instagram. I forgot to look up something. What? Why do you have to Google what you're hungry for? How does Google know that? I know they know a lot about our lives, but they don't know what you want for dinner that night. Is that possible? That drives me nuts.
I'm with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting angry. We got to move on. This is literally my wife and I don't fight about anything. I'm being totally honest with you. In 20 years, we've maybe had seven fights.
You're lucky.
Maybe.
Just saying.
I'm not
you're
even
lucky.
Kidding. But the one thing that I get so mad about is dinner.
I could tell when
night.
I looked at your, I saw your face. I'm like, I'm gonna rile this dude up.
Just pick something, and then if I do, she'll be like, I don't know. So I'm just naming everything. I literally, do you ever go through the list of everything that's in your area?
Oh yeah.
I'll be like, well, there's Sonic, there's Burger King, there's Whataburger, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Arby's. I'll name 9 restaurants, and she'll go, what? I don't know what you want. I really don't know what you want. How about just go to bed hungry? I'm just going to go to bed hungry. You go to bed hungry. How about that? Eat cat food. I don't know what to tell you. I have no idea. Make a sandwich. There's toast. Drives me nuts. Somebody said, I couldn't listen to the show last 2 days. What happened to the $300 pee challenge? That is off. That is not happening.
Sorry. Not for lack of trying.
Not for lack of trying, but we were told no. Hey, this is Buddy. Hunter pours his milk first and then his cereal. I'm loving the Hunter hate. I like this.
You started it. That's why. Nick was right in trying to protect him. It might have been a first-time caller.
Well, we love you, Hunter. Just have a better take next time. It's like Jim Rome. Have a take. Don't suck.
Well,
there you go.
Going back to that, aren't we?
Yeah.
At least Nick and I love you, Hunter.
No, Nick hates all the callers. So we got back to this Coach Sampson of U of H. Would he be the replacement for Coach Smart at UT? What say you, Joel?
I don't think he would.
No?
No, because the whole reason why he took this job at U of H was he wants to hand it off to his son.
And really?
And that was thinking about, I believe his son's name is Kellen. And I think that his thought process was he was apprehensive because of obviously his track record in the past. And he didn't want to, you know, get into a job where it was a high pressure cooker situation. Instead, he rebuilt the program. I think he really likes Houston. He likes what he's been able to do so far. And I think he'll take it a few more years and then realize it's time for me to turn it over to my son. I can still keep an eye on everything going on because we'll be here in town. His daughter is director of basketball operations. It's a family affair. His wife is there as well. Keep it in the family, and I think if U of H is lucky, he stays put, he keeps it in the family, and everything goes.
So you don't think he has aspirations to coach bigger programs?
Not anymore. I don't, because I think he's getting paid better. I think his salary has constantly gone up. I think he did what he was supposed to do, and I think the university, because of it, is very favorable in terms of taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, just looking at that program, Shaka Smart was the number one most in-demand young
that
coach
was
coming
such
up
a big get
at
for
VCU.
Them.
Yeah, and he turned down Marquette in my hometown, and I knew how crushed the people in Milwaukee were because they thought, we're getting Shaka Smart, this dude recruiting-wise and every-wise. And he just hasn't been able to do what everybody thought he would do at UT, and now he's going to be labeled a different way. And now it's going to be like, well, now he's going to have to re-earn his status. He's going to have to go to a small program. I think Kelvin's been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had a taste of the NBA and gone, I've done enough.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going.
So you don't think that he wants to, like, move up and then eventually get back to an NBA
I don't. And
organization?
Let me tell you this, Gary.
He's still young in coaching years.
If it was about that and it was about the money, He will have plenty of opportunities. He will be Tom Herman in basketball. But because he's older, because his whole family's set up, because the university made the commitment as well to say, we're not only going to take care of you, but sure, you can hire your son. Yes, you can hire your daughter, because a lot of universities frown on that.
Okay.
I think the whole big picture for Kelvin is, I got a good thing going. I can do this for as long as I want now. I'm not looking for greener pastures, more money, bigger jobs.
So you think he retires? U of H is his last stop.
I think this is his last stop. I really do. Okay. I really do.
Well, there you go.
What do you guys
think? That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I asked you first because you know the guy. You guys are friends. You got him on the show. And I feel like we could speculate, but I'd rather know somebody that knows the guy, because Nick and I speculate. That's all it's going to be, is speculation and a guess. But you're closer to him, so I feel like I would take your word more. You know, I mean, you're a good source.
Think about what the university did, too. And Bill Worrell and the Coug alums, after going through coaches and realizing, just like, but from a lesser extent, but that it was kind of a proving ground before people took bigger, better jobs. And that was the knock on the football program. But they asked for new facilities. And Kelvin was no different. When he came in, we need a practice facility. We need to upgrade Hoffines. He got everything he wanted. And in return, he gave them everything he promised. And he had a five-year contract where it was like, or whatever many long the contract was, but I've got this many years to turn this thing around.
Mm-hmm.
He's lived up to his end. They lived up to their end. And I do know they like Houston. So I think he's going to be here.
Nice. That's a good news for Cougs fans.
It really is, because look at it. They finally got Dana, and nice that Dana had been here before.
Right.
But you knew from whether they were talking to Lane Kiffin or not, and what Herman did and all these other things, you could be in a dream world and say, oh, these guys are long-term. But you knew they weren't going to stay. Means something to get a guy that wants to be there.
I hated doing it, but I called it Stepping Stone U.
You guys had T-shirts.
Yeah, but it was true. Like, at some point, you hope that guys decide to stay and build and create a legacy, but at this point, U of H has proven to be a stepping stone.
I mean, I would have said no, but you're right, Barry. Joel is the one who's made us privy to, you know, the nice gig that he has. Not only is he trying to pass it along to his son, but his daughter is involved as well. So I would have said no, but not for that reason. I would have just said no because it's premature, just slightly premature in terms of what he's been able to do. I know it's been five seasons, but I think two or three more successful seasons, I think he would have considered it if, like Joel mentioned, he didn't have the situation with his son and his daughter being a part of the.
Don't discount what a hotbed Houston is for basketball, too, because remember, Mikhail and I both told him when he was thinking about taking the job, if you get five of the top 25 kids out of the university, out of the city of Houston in high school, you're going to be a tournament team. And if he can continue this success and recruit more and more kids out of Houston, less travel, more success, he's in. So hopefully he stays in. That would be great.
I just got followed by Chick-fil-A at 610 and Shepherd on Twitter.
See? There you go.
I think they want me to come by and get the Chick-fil-A for you there.
There you go.
I got more Hunter texts if y'all want them on the other side.
You did that just for
They're hilarious. Food. Oh, yeah. That's what I was doing. Yeah.
All right. We're going to continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects. Coming up next, another clip from our Comedian of the Week. Don't miss it. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It is a trash piece. I love Galveston. It's just a trash piece. It looks like a wizard turned a homeless guy into a beast, but it does. But it smells great. You know that doesn't matter. But it's great. I was at the beach, and for the first time in my life, I saw one of the, like, you know the whole, like, the seagull with, like, the six-pack thing wrapped around its neck? Yeah, I saw that, and yeah, I was like, oh my, like, think about that. That means that somebody out there, like, someone out there, drank the other five seagulls and just threw this one away. It's littering.
Mark Hurtado at Mark X Mind, if you want to follow him on Twitter. But Barry gave you the backstory. He is our comedian of the week on an F Yeah Friday.
Yeah, man. Funny dude. Somebody texted and said, wait, man, I just got in the car and heard Mark Hurtado is the comedian of the week. I went to school with that dude. Funny guy. He is a funny guy. Nice guy, too. Very, you know, some dudes in comedy aren't very nice.
You've talked about that. He's a good dude. It's very important that it's not just a front.
Comedy is a people business, man. And it's, you know, like advice that you'll hear young comics get a lot is hang out. You need to be hanging out with other comics. That's how you're going to get on shows early on. Because no one knows who you are, but if you're hanging out at the clubs and at the open mics, then eventually you make friends or people see you and they, hey, man, you want to be on my show next week or the week after? So it's very important to be able to hang out with people and get along with people. And if you're a dick, nobody wants to work with you.
And we've said that on numerous occasions with numerous things, is the fact that people are going to find out. They're going to find out on the short.
Yeah.
If you're not who you say you are and you're just fronting, You're gonna face the music pretty quick.
Yeah, people can tell real quick if you're full of crap or not. All right, so we got the text line is just blowing up with text about Hunter.
I try to defend you, Hunter.
You did.
But
which is a shocking turn of events.
The people completely disagree with me.
Yeah, this is the new lead. Two were the only ones that thought it was going to be a good call. Me and every other person whose ears worked properly realized that it wasn't.
No, see, that's not. We were just trying to be nice, not jump on him from the get-go. Let the band make his point before you just go double nails in.
Are you ready?
Fake nails or real.
Hunter's the kind of guy that looks at the toilet paper after he wipes his ass. That's one. I thought the call I got when my mom passed away was the worst call ever. Hunter's call now takes over that spot.
Man!
Hunter should be an NFL ref. He already has the bad call thing down. Hunter's underwear doesn't have the flap in the front.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Hunter brings his mouth to the banana, not the banana to his mouth. And this is my favorite, and I saved it for last. And I don't know why this is so funny to me, but Hunter rides a horse with both legs on the same side.
Hunter, welcome to the Usual Suspects. God. You know, now have experienced and feel what we feel on a daily basis.
When I read Hunter rides a horse with both. Hunter rides a horse with both legs on the same side.
That was the best
funniest
one.
Thing I've heard in a long time. I don't know why. I thought, you ever just read something that you know is stupid, but I cackled at that for a good 2 minutes at the break. That was just the funniest thing to me.
Well, if you're concerned about him calling back, I'm pretty sure you've discouraged him.
I love when people tell me to check out local comics that, like, I'm not in the scene. So somebody texted and said, check out Joshua Stokes and Nathaniel Amador.
Dude,
I've worked with both on many, many occasions.
The whole world is an executive producer.
It is.
That's what we found.
I'm
going to
defend that listener, too.
People, yeah, you, well.
Go ahead.
I'm a nice guy towards the listeners.
No.
The audience loves me.
If you guys could hear what producer Nick says about callers on off air when we're driving home or something. Oh,
what you say off air doesn't count.
Well, so you're validating that you hate the listeners.
Who needs lawn talk when Nature Boy in there has turned over a new leaf? Now suddenly he's gonna love all be all callers and texters.
Yeah. Oh God, the Hunter texts are just so amazing.
So did you guys see this? Because following up on our conversation yesterday about guys that were Killer Instinct guys.
Right.
That game last night, and it was the late game, and too many people missed it. But Damon Lillard and Russell Westbrook, top of the list.
Really?
Lillard had 51, and Westbrook ended up basically winning the game for the Thunder. And they were going at each other all night. Everything we talked about. Talking mess. Westbrook decked Nurkic at one point. Got a T. Lots of back and forth. Great game of the night. But easily, all I could think about was the fact that we just talked about those two dudes. Those two dudes go top of the list right now. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it's good to get that validated because you're the one that brought up Dame. We had a couple of guys text in Westbrook
right?
when we mentioned that. And then you brought up Dame as an option, which I'm really good. I think I still stick with Reggie Miller, but obviously he's not playing.
I'm with you.
But current guys,
yeah.
I think we got validation last night that you were on the right track along with some of the listeners.
51.
So. That's wild.
On national TV, that just shows you what he is capable of doing. Someone said it this morning, and they're absolutely right. He may be the most underrated, underappreciated star in the league.
You think so?
Yeah, he just doesn't ever get the credit because there's so many point guards and scoring guards. But boy, he's good. And Russ, say what you want, but he's got that little. We talked about it. He's got the a-hole in him. He's got that FU attitude. And boy, if you flip his switch the wrong way, he can get you.
He gets nasty. I always worry about Russ. If I was a Thunder fan, I would be so worried about him getting out of control.
I agree.
And I know that he plays well, even when he's angry, but I always worry about that because he does tend to get a little wild.
You know who else worried about it?
Oh,
Kevin Durant.
That's why he got out of town.
That's why he got out of town.
That's true.
Because
By the way, I just want to give a shout out to the Chick-fil-A at 610 and Shepherd. They've reached out. They're going to make your dreams come true, Joel.
Oh, yeah?
They're going to bring us Chick-fil-A.
Congratulations on me!
They're not bringing you any, Nick.
What?
Just me and Joel.
Am I tagged on the tweet?
No, just me and Joel.
Wait, they're bringing food and you're not including me?
No. They're bringing Joel and me Chick-fil-A. And Joel's going to, we've agreed, he's going to try it on air for the very first time. And he's going to be honest. So if he doesn't like it, I just want the Chick-fil-A folks to know.
Nick is fuming in
there
right
now. That he's why are you mad?
These are new records, like record highs for you in terms of being a fat ass. You know that, right?
What, because I'm going to have lunch?
Yeah, because they're going to bring free food, probably enough for more than three people, and you're not sharing.
No, you know.
That's punk bitchness.
The way that you have talked, see, that's right there is why. The way you have sassed me all week.
Sassed me?
You have sassed the hell out of me.
Now I'm sassing you.
Yeah, you're sassy. Sassy Puss, that's your name. DJ Sassy Puss.
Okay, DJ Sassy Puss, Barry and Joel back in mere minutes for the second half of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I see your dirty face.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books. 90 still to go. The big show on an FYF Friday. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride. If you missed anything, as I always tell you to do, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects. You can catch up on the hours that you missed. F is an F Yeah Friday for funny when you talk about our comedian of the week. And we've already had two clips from Mark, but we will have one more coming up. So Mark Hurtado at 3:15, we'll have one more clip, but Barry's giving you a little bit of a backstory there.
I feel bad because we talked mess about women and their fake lashes and their extra long fake nails.
Yes.
And Holly tweeted us pictures of both her long ass fake lashes and her long ass fake nails. And no, Holly, that was not directed at you. But if the fake lash fits.
And then she kept saying some other stuff. And I was like, yo, why is it always got to be about you? And she said, why are guys always asking me that? I was just like, okay.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
Speaking of that, somebody texted the show and said, Hunter's car has those eyelashes.
And I thought about mentioning that when we were talking about eyelashes, but not Hunter. Hunter right now is never calling
no,
again.
No, poor Hunter. He's like, but I love that. I love that the listeners.
He's sitting in the car and the windows are all steamed up and he's.
Are you kidding me? He's probably masturbating right now as many times as we've mentioned his name. He's just like, yeah, say it again. Oh, this is the best. Are you kidding me? He's loving hearing his name this much on the radio. Don't even try. He's going to call every week now with a terrible call or as he calls it, a call.
So eventually he becomes OU Mike.
That could be
pretty
too
much.
Joey Diaz is in town this week at the Improv. Somebody said, how high do I need to be to go to his show? I don't know. He's a beast, though, on stage, Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would go to a comedy show high because I feel like I would miss too much. But that's just me.
Okay.
So nice. Good tip.
Yeah. Well, never mind. I'm not going to give
Nick
your business
said
out.
He's been high every time we saw yours.
Huh? Yeah. That's what I said. I didn't want
I'm
to
not
put
going
his
to
business
his sets
out.
Over. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why, you might laugh?
He might understand the jokes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we can get to some news of the day. The news as it was breaking as we got off the air yesterday, but Will Wade, the coach at LSU, supposedly, because we haven't heard the audio, but there is a transcript that says that he had conversations with people about paying to get top prospects to LSU, including a player that's on his roster.
He had a conversation with an aspiring business manager, Dawkins.
Correct.
And that's the call that was intercepted by the FBI about a player by the name of Smart. I forgot his first name. His last name was Smart.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The biggest part of this that Fred and AJ covered on the way home, very, very well, I should say, is the fact that this is all hearsay at this point, and nothing, no one should jump to any conclusions until all the facts come out, till you hear the audio, till you get all your ducks in a row, regardless. And then you had everybody, the social media warriors and justice seekers and all that, saying he needs to step down right away. They need to decline the invitation to the NCAA. No. But yet LSU today has now suspended Will Wade.
Right thing.
You thought it was the right thing to do?
I think so, yeah.
Miller is still coaching at U of A and Arizona, and he is guiltier than anybody.
But it doesn't mean they did. They didn't. I mean,
you're saying they did their due diligence.
One right doesn't make, or one wrong doesn't make the other one. Does that make sense? Just be you got to treat them separately. Like, I think LSU is doing the right thing, and West Virginia's not.
So here's the thing. When you look at what happened at Arizona, and it's still out there, and it's still up in the air, and no one knows if anything's going to be solved, I think you're basically either, depending on how you look at it, in the case of Miller at Arizona, you were either speeding up career suicide,
mm-hmm.
or you were just preventing the inevitable, or you're just crossing your fingers and hoping that there's some legalities you can get out of. But yet he's still coaching, and this thing's still going on. So in the case of LSU and Will Wade, you've got a hell of a year going on right now. It's taken a long time for you to get back to this kind of prominence. You're going to win the conference. You're going to do a lot of good things. That's saying something with Kentucky in there. And I think you ride all of this out, and you say, you know what? Prove it. And prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. And until you do, I'm not stopping doing what I'm doing, because it's going to stop momentum for the entire program. And if it's peer pressure, because Dick Vitale and other people started pointing the finger and shaking it, they did the same thing with Miller. He's still coaching. So just keep pressing on.
Yeah, but everybody makes a different decision, though. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. And there's not a blanket across-the-board solution or decision to be made. And each individual school is going to do that.
It's also like, how much dirt do you have on us? There's like a discovery process, right? Like, in this case, an FBI intercepted a call. That's already a big red flag. Mm-hmm. Like, how much dirt do you have on us? And if they suspend them, sometimes that's a sign that there's a lot of dirt that's going to be revealed later down the road, and it's going to be a really, really bad look for a program like LSU and Will Wade.
Let me just say this. Will Wade might be a really smart basketball coach, too.
36 years old.
And he's young, and he's a good coach. He may be one of the dumbest individuals on the planet otherwise. Who the hell goes and talks about this kind of thing on a phone?
Yeah. That's like writing a check to commit a crime.
Exactly,
like Barkley
right.
said. But here's the thing. So, I mean, LSU has come out and said, we're working closely with the NCAA every step of the way. And that's probably all you need to know. That they probably, there's been some, you know, negotiations going on behind the scenes where, so let me get this straight. If we just go ahead and suspend him now, we probably don't suffer sanctions that affect us for the next 5 years or 7 years, or we have a better chance of fading that stuff. If we take action now, I'll sacrifice this year for the next five.
It's a valid point.
I would totally do that. And then let that other school is there. That's their business. If they're going to be stubborn, be stubborn. But if I'm LSU and it's just rumor, but I'm talking to the NCAA, that lets you know there's probably some dialogue going on that, well, if you do something now and this comes, or you don't do anything now, And the truth comes out that he has done something wrong, it's going to be a lot more painful.
I think that's such a good point, because I really believe a lot of schools, they do that for that reason.
Sure.
It's an indirect message mm-hmm. to the NCAA, to the FBI, that we're willing to cooperate.
Absolutely.
And we're willing to punish ourselves, and then you guys can go forward with right. whatever you want. You know,
you police yourself before the police comes to get
happens
you.
Happens at the NFL level, MLB level, every level.
Hell, it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what just happened with the Michael Cohen situation, because he came forth and wanted to help out and give up more information to everything, lighter sentence. So that's what they're looking for. You're right, Barry. It's a great point. They're looking for a lighter sentence.
I think it's a smart call. I think they did the smart thing for the longevity and the long-term success of their program.
I thought Miller at Arizona was, because they did suspend him for a couple games, and I thought that guy's never going to coach again. I mean, that's just, there's just too much there. And yet here he is roaming the sidelines, and, you know, he had recruits coming left and right again this year. So that's why I only say from a Will Wade perspective, hey, look, don't put the cart before the horses. Just keep going, keep doing until, but if your boss tells you you're out, then you're out.
Yeah. If you're getting, if I mean, you think about that. Having discussions with the NCAA lets you know that there, where there's smoke, there's fire. And if ESPN is coming out and saying, hey, we independently verified the calls, are you willing to take that chance to be like, ah, we don't believe you? I don't know if you would. If I'm not at that point, it's probably better just to take action now. And yeah, you screw up this season potentially.
Did Sean Miller get caught on tape on the phone? Because I think that might be what it all comes down to. I mean, if you're smart enough, then it's all hearsay, and you have lawyers smart enough that can say you don't have lock, stock, and barrel proof. You have people saying this. You have a transcript. Give me something that says you have me with physical evidence that proves that I knew about it. It was my assistant. Because he can just say it was my assistant. But when you're on the damn phone and you can recognize who that is and they're talking like that, yeah, you've made your own bet. And at 36 years old, Nick, you're right. Great, you know, great career ahead of him. Now, who knows?
It's a, 36 years old. I don't know if he bounced back. And that, I've seen him aggressive on the sideline, like on the court side. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're really bad. You know what I mean? Like Frank Martin was notorious for being a very animated coach, and he's like one of my favorite coaches from that era. But in terms of Sean Miller, the call records link him.
Yeah.
So he's made calls.
So there's smoke there.
Also smoke, to the same guy, Christian Dawkins. So there's the FBI is onto something. Like they know there's something wrong, and they're all over it. And there's a lot of college basketball programs that are gonna feel the storm.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And remember, from the assistants, the biggest name was Chuck Person, the longtime NBA player, assistant at Auburn. Those assistant coaches are going to face a lot harsher penalties than these head coaches, but you can't pull the Rick Pitino forever and say, oh, that was my assistants, I didn't know.
I bet Hunter showers with a bathing suit on.
Still going?
Did you see the one tweet? I bet Hunter farts in his car and then rolls up all the windows. Man, Hunter, I apologize. You are getting it today.
Hey, guys, this is Hunter's wife. My boyfriend and I are cracking up listening to you guys roast him.
That's so wrong.
Oh, you guys are brutal. That is so wrong.
And good, too.
Yeah, and then somebody texted and said, if Chick-fil-A does bring y'all free food or something on the menu for Joel and Barry, please make sure that the producer cam works so we can see Nick sit there in sadness and watch y'all eat.
Steal some food tomorrow.
We'll make sure that happens tomorrow.
Steal some food tomorrow.
Or Saturday. Monday.
No, you're going to do it tomorrow. Hey, just mark that down, AJ. Nick's going to work tomorrow. He said he was totally here tomorrow to run the board, run games, and whatever else.
Notate the fact, Barry, that we got a lock on the door.
I'll have the interns pull the audio. What's that?
We got a lock on the door, too. So
yeah, we can totally
lock it. So you ain't getting no food.
We may have a hookup to Chick-fil-A on that side of the building anyway, and I may not need you.
That's good. Well,
yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Will it be delivered? Okay.
Yeah.
Scamper on, young fella. All right. Hey, here we go. Second hour of the show, still rolling along, taking you all the way till 4 o'clock. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. All right.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, this will take us up to the second hour mark and checkpoint for The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, final segment of hour number 2 on an FEF Friday. F for funny, F for fun. Boy, we're having it. Unless your name is Hunter, then then I'm sure it's F for F you guys, but pretty at the same time.
I'm pretty sure Hunter changed the channel by now. I mean,
it depends on his personality. If he likes his name mentioned.
Again, he's probably pretty stoked to hear his name this much in one show. I don't know that we've ever used any listener's name this much in one show in the 2+ years we've been doing this show. So Hunter should feel special. He should be glad that his call sucks so bad.
If I ever rode a horse, I would never
ride it with
have
both
legs,
on one side. You've never ridden a horse?
No. I kind of want to go horseback riding, though.
It's fun.
Do you have one? Oh, of course. You probably have tons of experience horseback riding.
I don't have any
horses. Over there in Cut and Shoot.
I don't have any horses, but it's fun. I mean, it can be a little intimidating because they're so big that if you're not around animals, you might be like, oh, that's scary. That thing is a lot larger than me. Knock me down, kick me in the face,
yeah,
all that. But it's fun.
I would have that fear.
I rode
sure.
a camel, which they're still looking for somebody from the station. And I can't do it because I'm out of town. Plus, I don't weigh less than 180. So they're still looking for someone to do
Nick.
It.
Nick.
They asked me.
You're out of town.
They asked me and Jose, and I said no. So Jose should do it.
Jose should definitely do it.
Jose could win.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
actually
small.
Somebody said Charlie because that's how he's the size of most jockeys, anyways.
Oh, boy.
Right? Like he's, well, I mean, most derby jockeys are Charlie's size.
You wonder why, as he's walking out of the studio, he tells you politely to go F yourself.
And then
pretty
farts
valid
in
point.
The door.
Pretty valid point.
Hunter walks out from the pedicure with those flip-flops on like females do. Okay, that's not very nice. Hunter's the type of guy who catches his girlfriend cheating on him and apologizes to her.
What?
What? That was the worst one. What was that?
In other words, he's a cuck. He's like Cuckles. They called earlier.
Yeah, Cuckles called earlier, yeah. And we got
that's
that.
He's a cuck. Yeah. That's what they're saying. Hunter, sorry. I'm sorry I made you cheat on me. That's pretty good. Somebody wants to know, since we got free Chick-fil-A coming, which, by the way, I did talk, and that we might have the... Yeah, well, this
connect.
This is going to happen whether the 610 and Shepherd Chick-fil-A comes through or not. We're definitely getting Chick-fil-A delivered so that Joel can try it. We're going to do this live on air.
Okay.
He's going to give an honest, if he doesn't like it, you're going to tell the people that you don't like
yeah.
it, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we want an honest opinion. Mm-hmm. So this is going to go down next week. And then, I don't know, should I read this mean text about Nick?
No.
It's about his horn. And that's not very nice. His horn. He calls it his horn.
What horn? What are you talking about?
On your head.
Oh, yeah. I got to get that removed.
That's mean-spirited.
That's right. Yeah. But somebody said, hey, Barry, start talking about a dermatologist so that way Nick can get his horn removed for free. That's just so mean.
They're so greedy, them dermatologists. They'll never do a free surgery, will they?
I don't know. I don't know.
When you got your boob job, did they... how did you mention them on the radio, like on game day, or... How did that work?
No, I just went and got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just went and got it. Me and The Rock. You know he had a boob job, right?
What?
Swear to you.
No, he didn't.
Stop it.
Guys, first of all, this was back in my 1 year of wrestling phase, like several years ago, when The Rock and Stone Cold were at the top of the game.
Yeah.
And he had a book that came out, and I read his book. And he talked about, what is it when you get boobs, when you get female breasts, chick breasts? It's like... I don't know what there's a medical term for when dudes get
Phil Mickelson
boobies.
Oh, that's not the medical term.
No, but there's like, and The Rock had them. And so he had to get surgery. He's got, if you look, he's like a stripper. He's got the scars up under his teats.
Really?
Yeah. It's a fact. He had to get,
this right now.
I know he is. Yeah, but he also just wants to see pictures of The Rock's boobs because he's like that.
So Aaron, I would get out
of there. Aaron, I would get out of there. Look, his hand's already going in his pants and he's getting the lotion out. Bro, bail.
Rip.
Get out of there.
Cut. Look out, Aaron.
Yeah.
Heads up.
Run. But no, that's a true story.
Never knew that.
Yeah. I want to see. There's a word in my head that starts with a G. But
male breast reduction is what this website says.
Yeah, but what's it called when a dude has chick boobies? I want to. I don't think I can say.
Oh, it's G Y N E.
Gynoclomastia or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was. That was being
good
really
thing
careful.
You waited.
Yeah, but
I would.
That's a thing. And The Rock had it.
Development of fatty issues in the chest or breasts of male patients.
Read that again.
I'm not going to read it.
No, read it again.
Nope.
Fatty issues.
Or tissues.
Or tissue.
Either
tissues,
one.
Tissues. I'm sorry. Did I say issues?
Flip a coin. Issues. So you need a
fatty
shrink.
Tissues. Fatty issues.
I thought I said something like.
No, fatty issues just describes my everyday life. I have
shrink?
Fatty issues.
You need two doctors. You need a shrink for the issues and a doctor for the tissues?
Yeah. Gynecomastia. I thought it was gynecomastia, but I could be right.
I didn't know that was a thing like that. That's just
bitch tits. But I don't know if I can say that on air.
Well, you just did. And Nick doesn't take any chances.
You can't.
I can't say that.
No.
Oh, well, you're no fun.
The first part he could.
The first part, but not the second word.
Okay. Well, go to the podcast if you want to hear what I said. But it's true.
Hopefully you're listening on that.
It's when dudes get chick boobs, man boobs. And The Rock had him, and he's got scars. Pull up a picture of The Rock with his shirt off.
I just don't understand that, because with the amount of weights
I know
lifts,
you have some on your phone.
I don't have anything on my phone, but the website
then
does.
Then go to your browser history and just pull one of those
up.
If you go to my browser history right now.
That's why I don't like Googling anything on my laptop. I like doing it on the work.
I know you've got shirtless pictures of The Rock on your phone or your laptop.
The same website said he's suspected of having lip surgery and a facelift as well.
Really? Now that I didn't know. But I knew he had to get the breast surgery.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't know what's more amazing, that or the fact that if you got a nickname, you might be in with Nick. Because if you think about it, it's the Manimal, the Greek Freak, and the Rock.
You see the scars and stuff? You see it now? Hold on, I'll zoom in for you. See the scars?
Kind of.
Yeah. He had chick boobies. That's how that goes. Now you know.
Unreal.
G.I. Joe. No one's half the battle.
Idea.
Yep.
All right. You want to get this
before
we go?
Let's do it.
All right, let's get Clarence in here before we get to the final hour of the show. Clarence, what's up?
Clarence, don't suck like
what
Hunter.
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
Couple of things. First off, Hunter's the type of guy to bring tofu to a barbecue.
Nice.
Second.
All right.
As far as LSU, what else is going on for the FBI to be wiretapping your phone? It's not like they just did it randomly, just out of spite. Something deeper is going on with LSU, and for that matter, the NCAA, for the FBI to be wiretapping your phone. And another thing, more importantly for Texans and free agency, if you guys were the Texans, who would you rather have, Flowers, Bell, or Thomas?
Earl Thomas, obviously Le'Veon Bell, or Flowers the corner?
I'm going to go...
No, Flowers, the defensive end from New England?
I guess I'll go Earl Thomas. Because, again, it depends on how they address that offensive line.
And how much money you're going to spend.
And if you don't address that offensive line, then what are you going to do? Now, are they going to bring back Tyrann Mathieu? So, it's difficult because it's what they do in the next couple of, you know, months that's going to determine a lot of that. But offhand, I think I'd rather see that defense get a little better.
You know,
Lamar Miller was, they were a top 10 rushing team. This wasn't like the Texans were one of the five worst teams in the NFL at running the ball. They were a terrible secondary, though.
Yeah.
So I would go Earl Thomas. I would add him first.
And then the LSU
over
Le'Veon
stuff. Bell. Yeah.
From an LSU perspective, I can tell you this. He's saying, what else do they have to do but investigate college basketball? This is a big deal. Because you're talking about some major programs. You're talking about, I've talked about on the show numerous times, how corrupt amateur basketball has become. But this is a big nationwide problem and the FBI got involved because of that reason. Because you're talking about a lot of corrupt individuals, a lot of money changing hands, and a lot of the illegalities. I think that's why it came up.
And the handler, Kristen Dawkins, he's the guy that made the report. This is going back to 2017, that he's picking up the phone and calling several college basketball coaches to get these deals for his players. So that's kind of the reason why. It's not really a knock on LSU. It's the fact that they've accumulated all this data from Kristen Dawkins making all these phone calls to all these college basketball coaches, and LSU happens to be one of them.
Right. And I mean, listen, if you have to ask the question, why is the FBI listening to your phone calls? It means they have a lead. They have suspicion of
and
something.
And because this is a big deal. The NCAA couldn't handle it on their own, so they had to get involved because it's a bigger deal.
And I don't know why you would include Trey Flowers on that list.
I was just saying the same thing.
Because they have two edge rushers, so I don't know why you would do that. I mean, they don't need to. No, I thought I was talking about Trey Flowers.
Yeah, because Brandon Flowers was alluding to secondary help because I knew. And then I started thinking about it going, yeah, it must have been Trey Flowers. But
you have two edge rushers.
You've got Clowney, you got Watt. You don't need him.
You just franchise Clowney. So I'm assuming Trey Flowers is
I'm going Bell, by the way.
Are you?
And assuming that they're going to use their picks to enhance the line.
Okay.
But I'm saying Bell gives them another weapon they need.
They could do a lot worse than either Bell or Thomas.
I agree.
So
completely. All right, two in the books, 1 hour still to go. It's the final 60 minutes of The Usual Suspects, and it's all coming up next on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.